This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The nation's highest court today heard arguments surrounding former President Donald Trump's claim that a president has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution even after leaving office. Questions for Trump's attorneys from the majority of justices suggested a skepticism about the claim. NPR's Kerry Johnson has more.
Majority of the justices that I heard seemed uncomfortable with giving former President Donald Trump for the first time some kind of blanket immunity. And the most outrageous and extreme hypotheticals his lawyer was suggesting, things like being able to assassinate a political rival, mount a coup, order the military to kill other people. At the same time, the conservative justices seem very concerned about the possibility of crippling future presidents and tying their hands.
NPR's Kerry Johnson. Trump was not in Washington. He's back in a New York City courtroom for day three of a criminal hush money case against him. Student protests against the Israel-Hamas war continue to spread across U.S. university campuses. Today at Emory University in Atlanta, police used pepper balls and tasers as they arrested several students and staff who set up an encampment there. In Boston, police took down a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Emerson University. Over 100 were arrested. More from Carrie Young of member station WBUR.
Video taken by students in nearby dorms show protesters linking arms as police handcuffed people, throwing some to the ground. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says city officials are trying to balance student rights with public safety.
We welcome and uphold and respect the right to peacefully protest in public spaces in our city. The issue was with fire hazards from the tents and the public health and safety risks that encampments and tents in particular pose in the city.
Students who were arrested will be arraigned in Boston Municipal Court. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Young in Boston.
Stocks are lower today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the sell-off follows a surprisingly weak report on first quarter economic growth.
A report from the Commerce Department shows the U.S. economy grew at an annual pace of just 1.6% in the first 3 months of the year. That's a substantial downshift from the end of last year and slower growth than forecasters had expected. The headline number may exaggerate the slowdown, though. Consumer spending, which is the largest driver of the economy, has held up fairly well. Consumers continue to spend more money on services like travel and restaurant meals, even as they cut back on big-ticket items like cars and furniture. Government spending also slowed during the quarter, and a widening trade deficit shaved nearly a full percentage point off the headline GDP growth rate. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The Dow is off 342 points. The Nasdaq is down 111. This is NPR. New York State's highest court this morning overturned the criminal conviction of former film producer Harvey Weinstein. NPR's Anastasia Silkis reports that Weinstein has been serving a 23-year sentence in New York after being convicted of felony sex crimes in 2020.
In a 4-3 decision, the state appeals court ruled that the trial judge mistakenly allowed testimony from women whose accusations against the former movie mogul were not part of the trial charges. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office told NPR that it intends to, quote, do everything in our power to retry this case and remain steadfast in our commitment to survivors of sexual assault. Despite the New York court's decision, another conviction against Weinstein stands for now. In February 2023, a judge in Los Angeles sentenced Weinstein to a 16-year prison term on a separate conviction of rape and sexual assault. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a suite of regulations designed to eliminate carbon pollution from fossil fuel-powered electricity plants. Among the rules are a requirement that power plants fueled by natural gas or coal capture smokestack emissions or shut down. The goal is to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions from the electricity sector by 2035 and economy-wide by 2050. About 16% of U.S. electricity originated with coal last year. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from SAP Concur, a leading brand for integrated travel expense and invoice management solutions. With SAP Concur solutions, you'll be ready to take on whatever the market throws at you next. Learn more at concur.com.